The rest of the story. Sarah McWilliams was a St. Louis laundress at the turn of the 20th century. Twice a day, she'd cross the Mississippi River on the Eads Bridge, a big basket of laundry balanced on her head. One evening, Sarah did something that she'd never done before. She stopped right there in the street, just as she was about to cross the bridge. And she stood there gazing up at the magnificent structure, and she was transfixed, as though seized by an irresistible daydream. Her mind wandered back to another time. The daughter of former slaves, Sarah was born and reared on a farm, was orphaned at 7, was married at 14. For a while, she and her husband had lived in Vicksburg, Mississippi. A daughter was born to them. They called her Alila. When Sarah was 20, her husband died. The prosperity of which they had both dreamed died with him. With $1.50 wrapped in a rag in her apron pocket, and with Alila bundled in her arms, Sarah headed for St. Louis. Taking in washing and ironing, she managed to support herself and her daughter. They got by. Barely. Until that one evening, this was 4 years after arriving in St. Louis, when Sarah stood staring up at the Eads Bridge. And it was then suddenly that she realized what had so impressed her. For ages, the mighty Mississippi River had been forded with great difficulty by canoe, by raft. Many who had attempted to swim across had lost their lives in the treacherous undertow. But now here was the towering Eads Bridge. This was a testimony to man's determination to find a better way to cross the river. A better way. And from that moment, the Eads Bridge served as a symbol for Sarah. She grew determined that somehow she would find a better way to do something. And in the process, she would leave a legacy of which her daughter would be quite proud. For that night, Sarah went home and looked in the mirror. But instead of a visage beleaguered by hopelessness, the face of a poor colored washerwoman, she saw a radiance. She saw her youth and her strength and, most important, her potential. It was Sarah McWilliams who first told American blacks that black is beautiful, and who actually showed her people how very beautiful that could be. You may remember Sarah by her second husband's name. And yet now, when you reflect on the accomplishments of this incomparable woman known as Madam C.J. Walker, now when you hear of the inventive businesswoman who started mixing creams and oils and perfumes in a wash tub and who built a cosmetics empire from nothing to become America's first black millionaire, as well as the first self-made female millionaire in all American history, now whenever you're told of the splendid success Sarah made of her life, you will remember a St. Louis laundress standing with a basket of clothing on her head, staring up at the Eads Bridge, saying to herself, I can do big things, too. And that is the rest of the story.